These are the concluding words of chapter 6 of John's Gospel. So next week, on Monday, we start another direction in the teaching of Jesus as it comes to us through John. We might ask ourselves, well, what saying is hard? The first thing they said was, this saying is hard. Who can accept this? It's the saying of faith, first and foremost. The saying of moving out from my security, yielding to a reality greater than I am, and confiding myself to the one who makes it known. That's faith. And so that I say, I am convinced of this reality, I know it, and I'll have to lay down my life for it. But it begins with that yielding to the truth. Too hard. Of course, part about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, which was the last part of the discourse, explicitly the last part. That's hard too. So, Jesus answers, does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? The Son of Man is Jesus. And he is the presence of God among us. We've already seen he's the temple. Remember the angels going up and down on the Son of Man? He's going to be the new temple. The Son of Man. The Son of Man who was lifted up. And here now finally the Son of Man who returns to the Father. What if you were to see that? Understand, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. Not talking about his flesh. His flesh is suffused with divinity. He means our efforts by themselves. Remember how he told us in this very first thing he said was, strive not for this kind of food, the food I gave you yesterday when I multiplied the loaves, but for the food that lasts forever. Remember? He told us that just a few days ago. And then, you see, the whole notion of this Son of Man being the place where God dwells, where God bestows his blessings, where God gives himself, right through the flesh of the Son of Man. And so, he's telling him then, what if you see the Son of Man go back where he came from, ascend where he was before? You see, which is exactly what happens, right? He dies in an act of love. His whole being is transformed, becomes divinized, apt for divine life, and he goes back to the Father with his humanity. And it's that divinized humanity that we feed on in this Eucharist. And so, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Haven't we all experienced that? Listening, reading these words, they're spirit and they're life. They can change us. And if we yield to them, we will live forever. But some of you don't believe. Some of you don't yield to this reality, because yielding to that kind of faith means taking yourself off the throne and letting God be there. A little bit of faith, a little bit of religion is good for everybody, but radical faith, that's too much. So they turned and went away. And for the last time in this discourse, we have this theme, which is the way it began. Remember, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. This is the work that God the Father does in you. And there, for this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. The Father draws us to the Son, so that coming to the Son, we will come to him. Jesus will confide us all to the care of the Father. You see how this conclusion is trying to help us gather together once again and understand what he's told us. As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to his 12, whom he had chosen to be the new patriarchs of the new Israel, "Do you want to leave?" Peter, and this is the way, these words of Peter become his confession in the synoptics, that you are the Christ. Here, Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting, eternal life." Where could we possibly go? No matter what it costs us, no matter what it is, we have to stick with you. What you tell us, what you do for us, is bringing us to eternal life. And so, we have come to believe. We have yielded to the work of the Father in us. And we believe. And we are, and have come to know. Belief leads to knowledge, right? Belief is already a form of knowledge, right? Faith is a way of knowing. It's a way of knowing, having learned from someone else, namely the Father. But we know that Jesus Christ is the living, eternal Son of God. We know it. We can't control it, we can't grasp it, but we have yielded to this reality. So we have believed, we have come to believe, and we know that you are the Holy One of God. And so this whole discourse ends, you see, on faith. Faith is the way to know. Yielding, obeying, is the way to know. And we know that you are the Holy One of God. That's the gift of the Eucharist. Now, he'll move on to chapter 7. Teach us more. But this chapter 6, this is where the church spends all week on it. We've had this every day this week. Part of chapter 6. Here is Jesus breaking the bread and feeding us right here. This is the Jesus that allows his body to be broken so he can feed us. We have eternal